A long procession of fire engines and firefighters accompanied the casket of 31-year-old Scott Deem along roadways decked out with U.S. flags, lined with fellow firefighters from San Antonio and beyond.
Scott will forever be one of our brothers who we lift up as an example of bravery and commitment.
In the sanctuary of Community Bible Church, firefighters in dress uniforms and white gloves sat solemnly as Chief Charles Hood recalled Deem's bravery in fighting what he called one of the most savage fires of this generation, the shopping mall fire that took Deem's life.
Scott was a man of God, not through his professions or necessarily conversations, but through his actions and, again, his priorities in his daily life. Scott Patrick Deem was dedicated to this department and to the citizens he protected.
Chief Hood spoke to his shaken firefighters and to Deem's pregnant wife and two children as he thanked Deem for his commitment to a job that often forces men and women to risk it all.
In the end, it was Scott who made the ultimate sacrifice of a firefighter, holding fast to his pledge to fight for the lives and the safety of others in the face of danger ahead of his own.
In a ceremony steeped with tradition, they rang a fire bell and sounded a final alarm. Then Chief Hood fought back tears as he retired badge 3239.
This is the final alarm for firefighter Scott Patrick Deem.
The investigation into what caused the fatal blaze and procedures for battling it continues. But today, it was all about their lost brother, the first San Antonio fireman to lose his life in the line of duty since 1997. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.